huge number of buildings and businesses.
So it's not like a, as far as you know, it's not a big retail.
Right.
Yeah, that area is really not conducive to retail. So it's more, you know, industrial type traffic. That's why there will be, you know, obviously semis. Yep.
Scott, is the do we have an industrial zoning, or does commercial fall? Does industrial fall under commercial?
We have a manufacturing one, manufacturing two. The transfer station is M2. The quarry right all there is M1. M2 is our highest zoning layer besides planned unit development.
So what can they do in M2 that they can't do in commercial, or vice versa?
More of a manufacturing type business where they're actually
producing or manufacturing.
Correct, yeah, manufacturing.
That's not our anticipated usage.
So C2 would limit that availability to be able to do that.
You guys have any questions?
I don't.
You may have said this already. Did I see that you're boring under the highway? Is sewer already up there?
There's sewer to the, basically on the south side of Buchanan. Yeah, so we'll have to bore underneath the roadway. Yep.
The water should be on the same side as the highway.
Yeah, yeah, there is water on our side, on the good side. Yep.
You say on the good side?
Well, that's our side, so we don't have to navigate the road. They're both good sides, but yeah, when you're trying to access water, if it's on your side, that's definitely a better side.
And then the school district, I'm also not heard anything. Do they have any issues with the, didn't there used to be a church or something right there, a little carve-out?
That's the Branson Alternative School, and I don't know what used to be there before.
But is that no issues there? You've not heard any issues from the city or from the school district?
Not that I'm aware of. I haven't been involved with those direct discussions, but I know they've been ongoing between the superintendent and the developer.
Any other questions?
Nope. Move to approve order number 12-20-2021-01, changing zoning district amendment from A1 agricultural to C2 general commercial.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, commissioners. Thank you.
Okay, your second case is a number of cases that I've grouped together into the same public hearing in the same location. So you have condominium owners Vidar and Catherine Ligard, Rob Hefner, Run 1 Briarwood LLC, 1707 Lakeshore Drive, Number 8 Trust, Daniel Wilson, and Benton Clark. All received Planning Commission recommendation in the December 13th, 2021 Planning Commission public hearing in support for the County Commission to approve the rezoning of 6 separate condominium units located at 1707 Lakeshore Drive, which are in Building 4, Unit 1, Building 5, Unit 1, and Building 2, Units 1, 3, 4, and 8. The property is currently zoned R3 Multifamily Residential District. This rezoning request is for NR3 Multifamily Nightly Rental District. Property is served by a community well for water in the Taney County Regional Sewer District for wastewater. So this is on Lakeshore Drive. Got the units highlighted. Two of the units are actually single-family homes, and then four of the units are individual condominium units of that complex. Shows the parking for the units. And then here's our zoning layer. So our zoning layer for that area is R3 with C2 to the north and C1 to the east. And I think you have a number of owners and representatives that would speak, so have them come forward.
Ready?
Yep. Good morning. My name is Rob Hefner. I am the president of the existing association, which represents 10 units, 8 condos, 2 houses that are within the current owners association. I've been asked to speak on behalf of all of the applicants to kind of consolidate the process a little bit. So all of us, when we purchased the property, we purchased the property with the understanding from either a realtor or previous activity within the and in the declarations of the association that it was approved for nightly rentals. All of our purchases of the condo or house were contingent upon the fact that they were allowed to conduct nightly rentals. I speak for all of us when I say that we don't reside in Branson, although Ben's here for a 4-month stint now. So when the Planning Commission rezoned or zoned it to R3, there were notices provided, but none of us had access to those notices. We did not receive a notification in the mail, so we had no idea. The first time that we heard that it had been zoned R3 was when the new development that's going in informed us that there was a zoning that did not allow nightly rentals. We took over the association from the original developer. His name was David Hover. David filed declarations, or said he filed declarations, I should say, I stand corrected, in 2007, and those declarations allowed for nightly rentals. We have been unable to confirm whether or not that filing happened in the way that it was supposed to, and when we took over the association, we assumed that it had. Each owner has paid taxes at the commercial property tax rate and sales tax for each nightly rental that they've had over the course of however many years that they've owned the home. As an association, we have really burdened the owners with very high HOA dues and some significant special assessments. These special assessments were intended to improve the property to the point that would support nightly rentals. One of the examples of that was the parking lot, which was a very expensive project to repave, resurface, repaint the entire condo unit. When we took over from the original developer, it needed some improvements as well. So I will say this now. I know there are some concerns from the condominium that is adjacent to us or not far from us, Redbud, and they'll speak today, and they're good folks. Almost all of their concerns are related to a separate issue, which is a new development. In my opinion, a separate issue. We're the existing HOA. A concern that they did speak of last Monday was related to the disturbances that they have had from renters or guests that have stayed in our condos or houses over the course of the last couple, 3 years. And I wanted to say now that I've been the president of the HOA since the beginning, since we took it over, and we've never received any complaint whatsoever from anyone that resides in Redbud regarding noise, disturbances, or anything of that nature, number one. Number two is we don't want that either. We don't want those type of guests, and we want to know about it when it occurs. And so it's never been brought to my attention, nor has there been any real issues that I'm aware of being the president of the association. So we're requesting that the units be zoned from R3 to NR3. Thank you.
You referenced the expanse of the parking lot and so forth, but
yes, ma'am.
The deed of each one of the condo owners gives them a part owner, a shared, they share the responsibility that states it on the deed. So that's
yes, ma'am.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Do you have a copy of any type of declaration saying that it's not the rental?
We do. It's in the original. Scott's got it right there.
It's not the whole declaration, but it has the section in there that refers to the nightly rental, and it shows the date it was recorded. That was what was presented for the file.
May I ask? We, my wife and I, I'm Vidar and Catherine Ligard, owners of Building 4, Unit 1. That's the standalone building on the north side there. We purchased in March of this year, probably closed in April. We did due diligence, checking with our realtor, and we also inspected the beacon record as well, and there was a note on the beacon back then that nightly rental was allowed. I'm not certain about the exact zoning, whether that was a special permit or exactly how that was. But I do recall vividly that we inspected the beacon, and we purchased with that in mind that nightly rental was allowed at that property.
When you say thank on you. Beacon, where on beacon does it show anything that I'm not aware of anywhere on beacon that says what is allowed or not allowed?
It shows the zoning. There's a layer for the zoning on there.
And that when was that put on?
May. Probably it was May, towards the end of May, first of June, before that layer got added.
That's what I was thinking. It was just recently added. And then at that time, because nothing's been changed on this, correct? What does the zoning layer show now?
R3.
So I'm not aware of any time that beacons ever show that it's been used for that. I could be wrong. But that zoning's not, that layer's not been changed, has it?
No.
That zoning's not been changed. So I guess where on Beacon did you see that it was could be used for nightly rental?
So I certainly wish I had made a printout exactly what we saw on the screen. I remember vividly at the lower right hand on that particular screen there was some kind of an indication. Of course, we checked with the realtor as well, and the realtor checked Beacon as well. I'm sorry, I'm new to zoning and the language of this.
I understand, and so here's my frustration with a lot of this stuff, and this is for everybody in the room or anybody listening. If you're going to play in the big boy world, put your big boy pants on and know what you're getting into. So I don't care that you check with your realtor. I don't care that you check. The people that I want development, and I want all these things, and nightly rental is a good thing in the right places. I'm not saying this is a bad place. I'm not saying it's a good place. At this point, what I'm saying is it is causing a lot of issues for the people that do live here and the people that do work here. And so whenever you tell me the realtor, and I understand there's realtors in the room, but whenever you tell me that you check with the realtor, well, then you need to go to the realtor and say, hey, wait a minute here, guys. You sold me something, and I'm pretty sure they have E&O insurance to where they can cover that if they've given you false information, because there's a lot of false information out there. Me as an elected official, I can't speak for these other two, but we're dealing with a lot of things that we should not have to deal with simply because people want to come in and make a bunch of money, and they really don't care about our area. Some people do care about our area. I'm not saying you do or don't, but when you sit there and talk about you did your due diligence, obviously you didn't, because now you're coming to us and saying, hey, we made an investment.